Tonga's community of Whakalaitis has long walked an uneasy line of acceptance in the conservative Pacific Kingdom. They often identify as women or men who dress and behave in a feminine way, but mainly don't identify as either men or women. Instead, they are Whakalaiti or Laitis, which translates roughly from Tongan as like a lady. Joey Jolene Mataele is the president of the Tongan Laitis Association.
The role of Laitis in our society is it's more a housewife's role, a domestic worker. We're known in the public eye in our churches and for helping the youth's programs. But when it comes to our personal choices, that's when the barrier starts.
Mataele is the star and subject of a new documentary called Laitis in Waiting, a year-long exploration of what life is like for that community in Tonga. Her family are nobles, their hereditary title linked to the country's monarchy through generations. Here's Princess Tuita in the film describing her mother's relationship with a young Joey.
My mother had a life-size doll as well. And she said, oh, you're prettier than my doll. So she put the dress of her life-size doll on Joey and put his hair in ringlets and then take him around. And it was completely, you know, it wasn't to mock him or anything. She just loved it. Since then, he's always been that special and close to her.
Despite Mataele's close relationship with the height of Tongan society, her place within the community remains a struggle. Tonga is known for being one of the Pacific's most conservative nations. It's the only country to still have a monarchy, and in the last census, just 1% of people said they didn't have a religion. On one hand, Laitis are accepted as caretakers. On the other, they're outlawed and shunned. The country's Civil Offences Act criminalises both cross-dressing and sodomy, and being convicted of either carries a jail term of up to 10 years. Mataele says people are uncomfortable talking about the issue.
I think it's time to talk about it. We cannot be silent anymore. I mean, if we keep being silent about this, it's not healthy. It's not mentally and physically healthy for all of us. I mean, I have dealt with this for too long.
Laitis in Waiting culminates with a meeting organised by the Tongan Laitis Association, where the group publicly pushes for decriminalisation for the first time. The organisation started nearly three decades ago, along with its Miss Galaxy pageant for Laitis, which it staged each year. Director and producer Joe Wilson says the dichotomy of Tonga's identity is part of what drew him to the story of the Laitis.
It is probably the most religious country I've ever been to, which makes the story of how you work for change when it comes to how LGBT people are viewed very interesting. And very challenging, but also very hopeful.
The push for decriminalisation and the rising public presence of Laitis comes at a time of heightened religious tensions in the country, with American-funded televangelists fueling a new campaign against the LGBT community in Tonga.
It's creating an ugly division that really I don't think had existed in Tonga, you know, prior to the emergence of this kind of, you know, Western approach.
But Mataele continues to be an avid churchgoer and won't be swayed either from her faith or her gender identity.
The more they preach against us, it doesn't really make me angry. It actually makes us all a stronger person.
The film premiered in London at the weekend as part of the Festival of Commonwealth Film. While there, Mataele was awarded a Commonwealth Points of Light Award, an honour given by the UK government and endorsed by Queen Elizabeth.
It's an award that I dedicate to the... I'm sorry, I'm getting a bit emotional now. I think it's an award that you go to everyone that has fought this fight.
Although the film will be screened worldwide after its premiere, it's the audience back home in Tonga that Mataele cares most about.
A lot of people have been sitting there in silence and have been sitting with their issues all their lives. It's hard for them to even express it or even being able to openly talk about the problems that they faced. And I think that this is a great achievement for us to actually be able to do this. And it's a tool that we will be able to use